Now let's head live to the Ball Diamond for all the action.
Batter up.
And welcome back. We are in Holton at Johnsonville Field, now set for the championship game of this softball regional. It'll be the Holton Wildcats, the home team, hosting the Ottawa Cyclones here as we get set for the championship game. We're just about set to get things started. Ottawa's 15-5. They won earlier today the first game over Atchison by a score of 15-0. Holton just defeated Hayden in six innings by a score of 13-3. Gracie Gallagher will be the pitcher for Holton in this championship game as she's taken her warm-up tosses, and Ellie Seaton will be the first batter for Ottawa here to begin this contest. So we're set. The winner goes to State in Salina next week. And the first pitch is right down the middle for a called strike one. Ellie Seaton, Emma Stottlemyer, and Kristen Evans, top three batters in the Ottawa lineup. Gallagher's second pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. In the middle, it's Brooklyn Haddle, the shortstop hitting cleanup, then first baseman Camden Evans. The pitcher will bat six for Ottawa, and that's Alex Powell. I'm good. There's a foul ball. Out of play, and the count remains 0-2. Yeah, a little late getting some of the lineup cards, so we about got everything all written out here and ready to go at first pitch. No warm-up for Holton as they just got done playing. Ottawa took a little infield and warm-up, and now they foul another pitch away. And four pitches by Gallagher, all strikes to Ellie Seaton. The count remains 0-2. The bottom third of the lineup has Chevy Seaton, the third baseman for Ottawa. Then batting eight is Marissa Richards, a sophomore designated player. This pitch is high. And batting ninth for Ottawa will be Kennison Walters, the right fielder. Kennison. So the count remains in Gallagher's favor, and another foul ball. Out of play behind us. Gallagher's battery mate is Timber Wilson. Holton's infield stays the same. Justina Ray at third. Brooke Llewellyn at shortstop. J.C. Cook at second. And Olivia Summers is at first. Outfield a little bit different. We'll give you that in a moment. Here's another 1-2 pitch from Gallagher. Seventh pitch of the at-bat. And Connor looking across the inside part of the plate. Backwards K for Gracie Gallagher and one away. Here in the top of the first inning. In left field for Holton is Lorna Smith in this game. Stacy Bond is in center field, and Sadie Walker in right. She switches spots with Gracie Gallagher. Walker pitched the whole game against Hayden and went 4-for-4 with four runs and three batted in the first semifinal. This one fouled straight back by Emma Stottlemyer. So Ottawa's record is 15-5. Kind of talked about it at the end of the Holton Hayden game. This is a team that's played some pretty tough higher-level competition this season, has Ottawa. So ball lifted as shortstop. An easy play for Brooke Llewellyn as she catches it for out number two. And that'll bring up center fielder Kristen Evans. Losses to Spring Hill. A couple losses to Piper, including one in extra innings. A loss to Eudora. And, they've won the rest of their games this season, has Ottawa. Evans batting with the bases empty, two down. It's lifted up and foul out of play on the right field side. Nothing and one as Gallagher jumps ahead of hitters. So a little bit about Gracie Gallagher, who's pitched varsity all four of her high school years. This season, Gracie has a record of 8-1, an ERA of 1.75. Gallagher's walked only four batters all year and struck out 75, including one here to start this inning, then got a pop to shortstop, and now it's 1-1, the count to Evans as the last pitch missed a little bit high. Gallagher's thrown 48 innings, given up just 12 earned runs, and only four free passes. Fastball there, fouled straight back, it's 1-2 now to Evans. So Ottawa's offense, to kind of tease that a little bit, a pretty good team batting average of .355, pretty good balance for Ottawa, Cyclones from the Frontier League. Battling here down in the count one and two, it's Evans and Gallagher pitch off speed and caught by the third baseman on a line drive. Justina Ray catches it cleanly, and it's a three up, three down inning for Gallagher and Holton. We'll see if the Wildcat bats stay hot after game one when they pounded out 13 runs on 12 hits. Holton's order when we return. First, a 1 minute timeout here on FM 103.9 KNZA.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in. Talk to us. We can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us at Kellerman Insurance in Holton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless, dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Along with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Flutback with you. Gracie Gallagher first to the plate for Holton, the pitcher-pitcher matchup. Gallagher, left-handed hitter in the first game against Tatum, went 1-for-4, had a double and a couple runs scored. She is facing Alex Powell and lifts it foul out of play on the left side. Alex Powell, one of three seniors on this Ottawa team, so Powell was not the pitcher that faced Atchison earlier in the Cyclones' 15-0 victory there. Ball on one strike now to Gracie Gallagher, and takes a strike across the outside part of the plate, 1-2. Holton's lineup will be nearly the same. Gracie Gallagher, Stacey Bond, and then Sadie Walker. In the middle, it's Timber Wilson, Brooke Llewellyn, and Olivia Summers. Here's the 1-2 pitch, and it's grounded right side and past the second baseman into right field, and leadoff single for Gigi. Lower third of the Holton order will have Justina Ray, then Lorna Smith, and J.C. Cook. That's ninth for Holton here in this 4A regional final. Stacey Bond to the plate, was 0-for-3, scored a run, on base a couple times, because Hayden surrendered 10 free passes in that semifinal today. Bond shows bunt, drills it back, picked up by the third baseman, and they make the out at first. So a sacrifice bunt executed and laid down there by Stacey Bond. It'll be the first out of the inning, Gallagher advancing to second base. The third baseman got a cut right in front of the pitcher. Good job fielding that ball and making the out. Here's Sadie Walker, who's not been an out recorded yet here today. She fouls one up onto the berm towards the batting cages there off the third base side. 4-for-4, 4 runs scored, 3 batted in. Sadie Walker had 4 singles and a walk in that win against Hayden. Got the win on the mound as well. Swings and misses here, and it's 0-2. At 5 strikeouts, just 1 walk given up by Sadie Walker in the win. She improved her record to 11-1 this season for Holton. 0-2 pitch. Strike 3 call. Walker didn't like it, but down looking on strikes. That's a big second out here in the inning. And a key one recorded there by Alex Powell. Just some numbers on Powell as Timber Wilson steps to the plate. Timber 3-for-4, had a trio of hits, couple RBI earlier today. And she sends this pitch back behind his foul. 4-1. So Alex Powell has a record of, I don't know if these stats are right. Record says 2-1, and ERA says 4.53. Yes, it could be right. 63 innings pitched to lead the team, 71 hits. 27 walks is another foul back behind us, and it's 0-2 here to Timber Wilson. And they have lost a handful of games and faced some pretty good competition, but that's a pretty lofty ERA, a number of walks and hits. 71 hits allowed in 63 innings by Powell. Misses on this pitch. It's 1-2 to Timber Wilson. Ottawa retired in order 1-2-3 by Gallagher in the top half of the first. Gallagher led off the bottom of this inning with a single. She's now at second, but two outs. And a swing and a miss. Actually foul tipped there by Timber Wilson to stay alive at 1-2. Brooke Flewelling would be next. Holton looking for win number 20 on the season. Set a new school record in total season wins a year ago. Ended up placing third in the state. 1-2 pitch again. Lifted deep over second. Coming in hard, the right fielder makes a running basket catch. Nice play by Walters. And then she immediately falls down, grabbing the hand in pain as that ball must have caught her hand or something. As a running basket catch, maybe something kind of popped out of place. Looks like maybe a hand or wrist that popped out of place there when the ball hit it. And she's down pounding her feet into the ground, sitting on her backside in some pretty significant pain as Walters being attended to by one of the Ottawa coaches. So we remain 0-0. Holton and Ottawa will take a timeout. Return in 1 minute here on the MSD Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
When you see those commercials on TV from the big global banks, remember, they don't give a hoot about you or us here in Kansas. Instead, when you bank in your hometown, your money stays in the local economy and it recirculates many times over.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
For more than 67 years, Community Healthcare System has been committed to supporting a lifetime of health and well-being for your whole family. Their dedicated family medicine team offers a full range of healthcare services at 7 convenient locations and same-day appointments with the local providers you know and trust. Call today at 785-889-4272 or check chcsks.org to learn more about how Community Healthcare System brings life and health to the whole community.
Even though we don't know what life has in store for our homes or autos, we can still prepare. Introducing the Damage Doesn't Have to Be Too Damaging policy from American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. For details, contact me, Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by and see us on the Holton Square today.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
KNZA.
Welcome back with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. Justin Fluke with you here at Johnsonville Field in Holton. Holton and Ottawa tied 0-0 through one inning. A little extended break there at the end of the first as walking off the field after a few extra moments was Walker, who made a basket running catch. The right fielder, Kennison Walker, for Ottawa. And I don't know if she's going to be able to return. They took some ice out to her and were checking that hand as if something fairly significant maybe happened to her hand there after making that catch. Gracie Gallagher back on the mound, retired the side in order, so now the 4-5 and 6 hitters. Brooklyn Haddle will lead off here in the second for the Cyclones. And the first pitch fouled back for strike one. Ottawa 15-5. They got the number 6 seed out of 16 teams on the eastern side of the 4A bracket. Strike right in there. A little off speed from Gallagher. Quickly makes it nothing and two. Adel's batting average is .475. That's second on the team. And she fouls this one out of play to keep the count at 0-2. Camden Evans on deck, and then the pitcher Alex Powell due up third here in the top of the second. No score. Winner to Salina next Thursday for the 4A state tournament. Off speed, chopped foul there, and it made some contact with Haddle, a dead ball. And we'll do it again at nothing and two. Pitch number five in the at-bat forthcoming. Three seniors on the Ottawa team. That is coached by Brianna Poe. Another foul out of play on the right side. So total of five pitches in this at-bat. All have been strikes, and the count remains 0-2 from Gallagher to Haddle. A junior, the shortstop. Ottawa making some noise from that far side dugout. And a swing and a miss. Strikeout number two by Gigi. And one away here in the second. Six pitches, all strikes. If you're a hitter, you come up to the plate aggressive, ready to swing, knowing Gallagher's walked just four batters all year. So only way you're getting on base is if you put that ball in play. Better be aggressive coming up swinging. Gallagher now facing Camden Evans, the first baseman for Ottawa. Hitting 463, and she takes the first pitch for a strike. I mean, I don't know why you'd ever look at more than about one pitch. And then just take your hacks if you're Ottawa, right? Left-handed hitter, and the ball foul towards the Holton third base dugout. The count again moves to nothing and two. Troy heading to the state tournament. They'll be playing down at Pratt. Troy beat McLeod 1-0. A walk-off win. They got that one run late. There's a foul ball straight back. Still nothing and two to Camden Evans. Troy and McLeod. And it was 1-0, a walk-off single in the bottom of the seventh with two outs. Game was 0-0, bottom of the seventh, two outs. Troy gets a winning hit. They win it 1-0 over McLeod. Regional softball going on at Sabetha today in Class 3A. Some baseball going on in Atchison in Class 2-1A today. Did a lot of baseball yesterday from Sabetha and Marysville. It's Gallagher misses on a pitch. It's 1-2 now to Evans. Here comes the next delivery with one out, and it's over the shortstop into left field. Evans will hold it first with a single, the initial base runner of the game for Ottawa. Cloudy, overcast skies. Really a beautiful evening. Hardly any wind. Everything pretty calm. Get an update. I had the last temperature check at 79 degrees, but it is comfortable indeed. So Ottawa with the base runner here. Their pitcher, Alex Powell, to the dish, the right-hander. Alex Powell hitting 403, takes a strike across the inside part of the plate. Both teams have had one hit, one base runner thus far. We're still early here in the regional championship. Playing straight up, still in the white jerseys. Silver numerals and letters trimmed in black as this pitch a little high. It's 1-1 to Powell. Chevy Seaton on deck. His name is Chevy, spelled just like the vehicle. On one pitch, fouled on the right side and out of play. There's plenty of foul balls to keep some young kids busy here today. No doubt about that. Ottawa should be pretty rested. Only took them a few innings. Picked up a quick 15-0 victory over Atchison in the early game today. So have been sitting around for a little while. And a pop-up. This one down the right field line. Sadie Walker coming in. Underneath it makes the catch. Throw to first, not quite in time as Camden Evans gets back there. Ended up in foul territory in the long run. Nice play by Sadie Walker for out number two. Now Chevy Seaton, one of three sophomores starting. Actually, four of them start in the field. Just three of them bat, though, for Ottawa. With only three seniors on their team. Gallagher's pitch is a little low to Seaton. 4-1. Chevy Seaton hitting 250. And this pitch a little low again. Gallagher falls behind a hitter for the first time. Two balls, no strikes. Marissa Richards would be next, the designated player, but two outs with Camden Evans at first base and no score here in the top of the second inning. Gallagher's next delivery is hit well to the gap in right center. That's going to drop. Bond gets it. Tumbling, heading to third is Evans, but she's in there safely. And on that throw to third, Chevy Seaton moves up to second base. The runner is going to be at second and third. Two hits in the inning now for the Cyclones. Putting a little pressure on Holton. The Ottawa coach may be asking about... I don't think it's runner interference. He's making a change. He's going to use a pinch runner, it looks like here. Got number 8 batter in the lineup to the plate, sophomore Marissa Richards, a designated player, batting just 125. So a chance for Gallagher to get out of the inning unscathed. But certainly Ottawa putting together a threat here in the top of the second. Uh-oh, we got a lineup problem. Marissa Richards, who I'm talking about, is over on deck. And getting ready to try to hit is Maya Lamar, and she's not even on the lineup card in the starting lineups. They're going to have to change this here. So she just went back to the dugout. Yeah, she wasn't on the lineup. And it was caught by the head coach before this had bat or anything, so no punishment. But I don't think that Maya Lamar is going to be able to be a regular in this game. 20 for number 1, who hasn't yet batted. So number 1 was Kennison Walters. Oh, that's right. So Walters is the player that went out with the wrist injury, the right fielder that's scheduled to bat 9th on deck. So Marissa Richards will hit here, and it'll be now playing right field Maya Lamar batting 9th and playing right field. So it's a substitution, but it's not till the next at-bat for the right fielder. Here's Marissa Richards. And a strike in there at the knee. Gallagher trying to wiggle her way out of a jam here with runners on second and third. Single and a double in the inning now for Ottawa. Need to plate the first run of the game. The one strike pitch swung on and missed. Gallagher looks like might just be able to blow some heat here by the young sophomore. Ahead in the count 0-2. We'll see what she does to Richards. Timber Wilson reminding the infield. Hey, we got two outs here. Plays at first. Here's the 0-2, and it's foul tip. Caught part of the ump, I think, on the left bicep as well. But Richards able to get just a piece and stay alive. Holton will have 5, 6, and 7 hitters up in the bottom of the second. Gallagher ready. Next pitch. Swung on and missed. Did come with the heater and struck out Richards. 3 Ks for Gallagher. 3 outs here in the inning. And Ottawa doesn't score despite a couple hits. They leave runners stranded at second and third. Still no score to the bottom of the second here on FM 103.9 KMZA Hiawatha.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Congratulations, you're having a little girl.
At that moment, everything changed. Our hopes and dreams for ourselves were instantly replaced by our hopes and dreams for her. We got life insurance policies from Shelter Insurance, so that regardless of what life throws at us, we'll still be able to provide the world to her.
Shelter Life Insurance Company, Columbia, Missouri.
Visit your local Shelter Insurance agents, Dan Lears in Hiawatha, Don Fate in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bob Welcome back with Colin Feldkamp, Justin Fluke with you live here in Holton. Brooks Llewellyn leads off for the Wildcats in the bottom of the second inning. She'll be followed by Olivia Summers and Justina Ray. Pitch fielded in for a strike from Alex Powell. Holton had a leadoff single but left that runner stranded at second their first time up. Ottawa just had two hits in the second but left them stranded in scoring position, and a swing and a miss by Llewellyn. It's nothing in two. Pretty good speed on the pitches here for Alex Powell, the senior for the Cyclones. And a swing and a miss. She strikes out Llewellyn. That's two strikeouts recorded by Powell and one away here in the bottom of the second. Llewellyn against Hayden was 2-for-2, but retired out for the first time today in that at-bat. And now Olivia Summers hit it hard a few times. She was 2-for-4, drove in three runs. Oh, my, that was like a slow-pitch softball. What a off-speed pitch that just kind of looped and dropped right in there to Olivia Summers for strike one. Next pitch, low for ball one. Talked about Holton's offense a lot during the first game earlier today. Again, a .403 batting average. It didn't go down after the effort against Hayden. Here's a little pop-up in front of the Ottawa dugout. Stays inside the fence, but no one could get there. It's 1-2 now on Olivia Summers. Summers came in batting .361. Five doubles, one earlier today. This pitch in the dirt. 2-2. Justina Ray on deck, then Lorna Smith. Holton's bottom half of the order here facing Alex Powell for the first time. Next pitch, a fastball back to the pitcher. Powell stays back on it, throws it over to first, and that's a 1-3 put out for out number two. Powell looks pretty comfortable out there. Let's see if the Holton bats can find a way to rattle in a bit. It'll be Justina Ray to the plate. Walked her first two times up, including once with the bases loaded. She ended up going 0-for-2 in the first game against Hayden. Swings and misses here. Holton beat Hayden 13-3. Ended it in the sixth inning by scoring four times. Had the early lead in that one with a couple runs in the first inning and never looked back. Behind Sadie Walker's pitching. One strike delivery here from Alex Powell is a strike on the inside part of the plate. So nothing and two now to Justina Ray. Powell's fanned a couple. Hasn't had anyone with a count that's gone to three balls yet. Arlene McManigal, Holton's head coach, over at first. Justin the assistant at third, and this pitch tails outside. It's 1-2. Justina Ray, one of five Holton seniors, one of four that are going to go play college softball next year. Pitch in the dirt. Lay off, and Ray's even the count now at 2-2. Ottawa beat Atchison 15-0 in the first game of the day. That started at 3 o'clock, and it was over before 3:50. That was a quickie. Here's a 2-2. Foul back behind and towards a moving vehicle that had almost hit a moving target there. Justina Ray like to push one over the fence. The count is still 2-2 in the senior. The base is empty, two outs. 2-2 pitch off speed, getting away and tagged out by the catcher. Another strikeout. 1-2-3 inning for Alex Powell and Ottawa. We head to the third, no score here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Part of the consumer lending that I offer is recreational loans.
That's Taryn Ray, consumer loan officer at the Farmer State Bank.
You can come in and see me for a pre-approval if you know you're shopping around. Just make it a little bit faster and a little bit easier. Come by and see me for your boat, camper, or ATV loan at the Farmer State Bank.
Hometown banking with your neighbors and friends. That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
in Holton. Member FDIC.
Here's Cody with ICE Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
ICE Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To the third inning we go. Justin Fluke back with you. First batter is Maya Lamar. Wasn't scheduled to be in the starting lineup today, but has come in to replace the injured right fielder, Kennison Walters. So Maya Lamar will bat here in the 9 spot for Ottawa, leading off this bottom of the third inning. It's in there for a strike. First one was fouled away, and it counts quickly nothing and two. Tracy Gallagher has been efficient. Like her counterpart, Alex Powell, both pitchers have struck out 3 through the first couple of innings and really limited the hits and base runners to this point. This foul is to the backstop, and the count remains nothing and two. Leadoff hitter Ellie Seaton on deck. Kind of cooled off. You can feel a little cool front coming through. Some thunder to the north. There is a chance of some rain, thunderstorm activity later tonight, but officials visiting here real quick. Uh-oh, that caught the ump. Maybe part of the head or something. We got a lot of rain in action north of us, and it looks like Colton may get wet here in the next 20, 30 minutes. We might be doing a little preparation in between innings to hopefully stay dry and more so keep the lightning away to get this game in. No doubt Ottawa does not want to come back here to Holton this week and finish up a regional championship game. 0-2 to count. Everyone ready. Home plate umpires fine, and a hard hit ball up the middle. That's going to be a single. A base hit. Maya Lamar, boy, you like that. Not in the starting lineup. Comes in after the first half inning as an injury replacement and gets a hit in the 9 hole in her first at bat here against Gallagher, despite being down in the count 1-2. Gallagher, you maybe shouldn't have thrown something quite so good. She'll start this lineup a second time through. Ellie Seaton to the plate. Struck out facing Gallagher in the first. Pops this one up, and Wilson can't quite grab it. Ray was charging hard down the line from third as well, but on a bunt foul ball, no one able to get there. It's nothing and one. Holton had a sack bunt after their only hit runner of this game, but left that runner stranded at second. Ottawa had 2 hits and left runners at second and third. Their last time to the plate is another bunt attempt, and this one's fouled. And now it's 0-2, and Ellie Seaton may have a change of plans after failing to lay one down in fair territory and advance the runner. Ellie Seaton, with a 492 average, best on this Ottawa team. Leadoff spot, hits it hard and high, but foul, slicing past the left field corner. The count remains nothing and two. 18 home runs hit by Ottawa softball this year. So a team that has some pop. Pitch a little outside. Good spot there for Gallagher on nothing and two. And a nice sliding stop by Timber Wilson. Emma Stottlemyre would be next. Oh, she will be next because there's nobody out here in the top of the third. Gallagher deals again. Ground ball hard hit through on the left side. Into left field, Smith will play it on a couple of hops and get it in. Advancing to second is Lamar. And back-to-back hits to begin the inning as Ellie Seaton at first base. And now Emma Stottlemyre. Likely a another bunting situation. Holton going to gather around the infield. Timber Wilson takes her helmet off and is the one as a sophomore talking to the infield here at the moment. So 18 home runs for Ottawa. Their number 3 hitter, Evans, has 5. And their number 6 hitter, the pitcher, Alex Powell, she's jacked 6 of them out this season. Paddle, the cleanup hitting shortstop, has three home runs as well. Ottawa has scored 153 runs in 19 games, so not quite averaging like Holton did at 9 runs a game. They only average nearly 8. They're pretty good. Here's the first pitch, but Shumway down to first, and Summers will tag out the runner. So 3 unassisted and 1 out in the inning, but a good sacrifice bunt as Emma Stottlemyre does her job on one pitch, getting the runners to second and third in scoring position with just one out. Now you're number 3 and 4 hitters. Ottawa, golden opportunity here. Kristen Evans mentioned she has 5 home runs. She's hitting .463. Second on the team, actually third on the team, with 17 RBI. And opportunities here. She fouls the first pitch straight back. Evans hit it well, but lined it right to the third baseman in her first plate appearance today in this game. No score here in the top of the third, but Ottawa threatening for the second straight inning. They have runners at second and third, this time with just one out. Gallagher spins it, and it's fouled back. The count is nothing and two. Open fans, players, parents, coaches, I think everyone kind of knew that this was not going to be an easy regional. In the caliber of competition that Hayden and Ottawa have faced this season is certainly superior to what Holton saw in the Big 7 League for the majority of their schedule. Ball lifted over Gallagher. Took it second, and they throw to first, not in time. That is an infield hit. It just got over Gallagher by the time Cook got there and threw to second. The speed of Evans and beat it out. It's an RBI. Ottawa takes the 1-0 lead on the infield little blooper there by Kristen Evans. The scoring is Lamar. That's 3 hits now in this inning and still just one out with runners at the corners for cleanup hitter Brooklyn Hadle. Hadle, a strikeout victim her first time up. Gallagher's pitch, a strike, runner going. They throw to second. Tag is not in time. Boy, that was super close. Llewellyn thought she had whipped the tag there in time, but not quite, said the umpire. Right on it. Good shot by Timber Wilson. Strike one to Brooklyn Hadle. Gallagher are going to need to do some work again here. Second and third with just one out. One run already in for Ottawa. Pitch swung on and missed. Strike two. Camden Evans, who has a single, awaits on deck. That's the pitch. GG hit well, pretty deep left field, and it's going to be caught. Runner trying to tag from third, and the throw coming home. Tag not in time. Well, the throw is on target, but just a split second too late. Good job by Smith. All she can do, made an accurate throw, but just not quite in time. That's happened a couple times. Couldn't quite get a runner out at second. Couldn't quite get one out at home. So the sack fly RBI by Brooklyn Hadle makes it a 2-0 Ottawa lead. And now the sixth batter of the inning will be Camden Evans, with just one runner on at third, two outs now. Evans singled her first time up. And takes a strike from Gracie Gallagher. Left-handed hitter against Holton's right-handed pitcher. Two runs on 3 hits here in the third inning for the Cyclones. And they are loud and proud in the dugout over at first base. Another strike poured in there for Gallagher. Nothing and two. Don't think you want to face Alex Powell this inning. She's now on deck. Gallagher trying to get out of a jam. The runner at third and two outs. Here's the 2-strike pitch. Slapped and that's a base hit. Barely fair by a couple feet. And it rolls towards the corner in left field. It's an RBI single. Camden Evans is 2 for 2. And it's a 3-run third inning here for the number 6 seed, Ottawa. Evans scoring from third easily there with 2 outs on the play. And now here's Alex Powell, 7th batter of the inning. It's a strike on the inner half. Well, Holton has a deficit, something they have not faced very many times this season. Just two losses on the year that came to 6A schools in their midseason tournament. There's a pop-up foul. Wilson gives it a look, but it's out of play. And that's strike two now to the Ottawa pitcher. Three nothing Ottawa. Gallagher walking back to the mound. That ball across the top of her jersey near the buttons there in the middle. Now puts it in her right hand, spins it against her hip, and pitches and misses high and away. That's ball one. Camden Evans is at first base. Just delivered the fourth base hit of the inning for Ottawa. The two-out hit at that. Now the 1-2. GG, it's popped up. This one may stay inside the fence. Summers calling for it. Wilson calling for it. And Timber Wilson, even with their catcher's mask on, makes the catch over there against the fence. But a good inning for Ottawa as they scored three runs on four hits. No errors. And one runner left on. A lot of ball to be played, but it's Ottawa 3 and Holton nothing here on KNZA.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Now is a great time to tap into the equity in your home. Make your home work for you. Rates are historically low, and your opportunity to refinance your home loan is now. Use your cash to make a home improvement, consolidate debt, and get a better rate while doing it. GN Bank gives exceptional customer service, and your payment will always be made directly to us. We service your loan from start to finish. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
KNZA.
Bottom of the third inning, Justin Fluke back with you. Colin Feldkamp, our studio engineer. Lorna Smith leading off. First pitch fouled back. Strike one from Alex Powell, who now has a 3-0 lead to work with here. The Ottawa senior pitcher has allowed just one base hit to the first seven Holton batters she's faced. Lorna Smith's first at-bat of the day. Swing and a miss, strike two. Billy, the spot that Caitlin Ingles batted in the first game and went 0-for-2 with a couple of walks. Lorna Smith this season hitting .231. One double. Foul ball will keep her alive here. J.C. Cook on deck, then top of the lineup. Gracie Gallagher at about third here at the bottom of the third. But Holton trailing 3-0. Six total hits now for Ottawa, four in that last inning. Another pop-up foul behind us out of play. And the kids awful busy again here tonight. A little thunder maybe. I mentioned earlier, some rain. A few little showers and storms to the north of us. Here's another foul back and out of play. Count remains 0-2 despite five pitches now to Lorna Smith. Yeah. Win another pitch here, the Holton Papamore. Delivery swung on a missed. And a rise ball there, and Smith down on strikes. That's four Ks recorded by Alex Powell, and one away here in the third inning. J.C. Cook in the first game was 0-for-3, but on base and scored a couple times. Also had an RBI ground out. Holton freshman second baseman. He takes high for ball one. Holton in search of some kind of momentum breaker. You can tell Ottawa feeling real good. They've been chatting, chirping, and having a great time over in their dugout in this game, the championship of the 4A regional thus far. Foul back by J.C. Cook pushes the count to 1-1. Not intimidated by Holton are the Ottawa Lady Cyclones for sure, now pretty confident with a 3-0 lead. Their red-topped unis with the black numerals and letters trimmed in white, white pants. It's inside corner, called strike two. That was a late call there by the ump. Fans from both sides were waiting to see what the call was there. Now 1-2 to Cook, and this pitch fouled back. Like Gracie Gallagher, doesn't look like Alex Powell going to be giving up any walks today. Kind of wonder if those stats on Max Preps are even accurate, because they showed that she's had some control issues at times this season and given up a fair share of walks this season. And hits as well. She's locked in today. Another 1-2 pitch off speed and in the dirt, and Cook able to lay off of it 2-2. That off speed pitch, man, it's it is like a 5-second pitch from the release to home plate. Fastball sitting in the right field, a single base hit with a one out. JC Cook is aboard. Holton's second base hit. And now the top of the lineup. Good hit on that pitch for J.C. Cook. Now Gallagher, who has Holton's other base hit so far in this game, is 1-for-1. And she takes high and away for a ball. Cook with good speed at first. Holton hasn't really been that aggressive on the base paths here today. They have swiped 44 on the season, most of those by Gallagher and Bond, at least a little over half of them. As Gracie fouls this one back, and the count is 1-1. Holton's starting pitcher here in the championship game. Gallagher, a 4-year starter for the Holton softball program. Multi-time All-State, All-League player. Down the left field line, long run, foul territory. It drops harmlessly for strike number 2. Despite the chase there by Nichols. Gallagher and Sadie Walker both signed, committed, going to go play college softball at Washburn University next year. 1-2 to Gigi, batting left-handed. Here comes the pitch by Powell, and it's high, fouled straight back. Still 1-2. Rolls to the on-deck circle where Bond returns it to the pitcher. Look ready at first. Here's the next pitch. Off speed, and it stayed high. And it's now 2-2. Holton trying to get some momentum going here. Down 3-0. It's down and away. Good at bat. Good eye there by Gallagher. She's worked the count full. Real big pitch here. Stacey Bond on deck, one out, one on first. Powell delivers, and it's popped up. Second baseman coming in, makes the catch. Easy play there for Stottlemyre, and the second out of the inning. Powell able to win that AB, and along at bat with Gallagher, and now it'll be Stacey Bond. On sack punter, first time up, fouls this one over the first base dugout. On scored a run. In fact, Holton had 8 of their 9 girls score at least once in the win over Hayden, 13-3 earlier. Nothing in one here as Powell brings it in. Ground ball towards short, scooped in that. Oh, makes the routine play the second. They get the force there, and that retires the side. So a one-out single, but nothing becomes of it. Holton has just 2 hits, and after 3 innings, they trail Ottawa 3-0 here on KNZA.
In the ag market these days, insurance protection for your crop has never been more important. Crop Hail Protection provides coverage for hail, fire, vandalism, malicious mischief, truck overturn, and stored grain, to name a few. Green Snap and Wind can also be added for corn. Call Beth Dieters or Fran Wrights today at Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca, Kansas, to protect your growing crop for peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance, Seneca, Kansas, 785-334-CROP, an equal opportunity provider.
Holton Community Hospital is pleased to welcome Dr. Ryan Carr, orthopedic surgeon, who will begin seeing patients in June at Holton Community Hospital. Dr. Carr is a board-certified and fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeon who specializes in disorders of the shoulder, hip, and knee. Dr. Carr performs joint replacement and advanced arthroscopic reconstruction surgeries as well as fracture management. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 785-364-9681 or visit HoltonHospital.com. Personalized care with hometown heart. That's Holton Community Hospital.
Kansaland Radio.
First time up, and she pitches right at the knees, a called strike one. So Sadie Walker tossed all six innings against Hayden, giving up just one walk, five strikeouts, gave up three runs on six hits, including a couple solo homers. Just outside and low here, 1-1. Gallagher charged with three runs on six hits with three strikeouts and no walk. There's a strike on the lower half. And the count moves 1-2 here to Marissa Richards. And I think this is a pretty good decision to make the switch. You know, Holt's got two aces. I mean, they're both phenomenal. Swing and a miss. Walker strikes out Richards quickly, two away. But the fact that up and down the lineup, Ottawa was able to make such good contact off Gallagher. I mean, she wasn't pitching bad. She wasn't allowing free passes or anything. The defense has been great. No errors in this game for either team. But I think just the number of balls they put in play and the number of hits they had, it just told you that, hey, they're seeing it pretty well. Let's try something else. We got a 1A and a 1B, two aces, and let's see how they can kind of read and get some swings against Sadie Walker. Down 3-0, so now it's number nine hitter Maya Lamar moved into the starting lineup when Walters made a catch in right field in the first inning and injured her wrist. She went out. Lamar came in, singled and scored to start the inning for Ottawa in the third. Right-handed hitter awaits Sadie Walker's pitch and grounds it foul just past third. 2-1 the count now with leadoff hitter Ellie Seaton waiting on deck. Later this game to Salina in the 4A softball tournament state next week. Troy punched their ticket to the state 2A softball tournament with the 1-0 walk-off win in the bottom of the seventh against McLeod. Troy girls 20-0 undefeated. Here's a foul ball, sharply hit on a line drive rope to the right field corner. The count now even at 2-2. Walker looking for a 1-2-3 inning. Got a great defensive play by Cook for out number one. Got a strikeout for the second tally, and now looking for out number three. Pitches, and it's back up the middle, a base hit. That one is past Cook, and how about Lamar? 2-for-2 now, that 9-hole. Didn't even start the game, but he's come in and been clutch. Lamar on the season, hitting 154. She had a total of four hits all season in 20 games. Didn't play all that much. Put in this game early because of an injury, and she's now 2-for-2 in the number 9 hole. Here's Seaton, leadoff batter, taking strike one. A learning opportunity there for younger players in any sport, really. I mean, always be ready. You never know how close you are to being in a very important game in an important spot. Show up on the day thinking, hey, I'm not starting, not going to play, going to fool around over here in the dugout. Man, you be ready when it's your turn, you answer that call, right? 1-1 pitch to Seaton is fouled out of play on the right side. Now 1-2. Why you practice, right? It's why you get reps. Want to make the most of every opportunity. By Lamar. Off speed pitch, swung on and missed. Sadie Walker strikes her out. 2 Ks for Walker, works around a 2-out single. And we head to the bottom of the fourth. Holton still trailing Ottawa 3-0 here on KNZA.
I don't understand why these people at Wilson Tire don't charge more. Frankly, it's insulting. I'm a person who believes wholeheartedly that if you want a good set of tires and excellent service, you should pay through the nose. The idea that these Wilson boys installed a fantastic set of tires for less than I pay for an average set of tires someplace else is mind-boggling. I tried to pay a higher price, but they said no, and then proceeded to tell me that I get free tire rotation for life. What is the reason for buying something that you can't brag about how expensive it was? If you want to pay more, don't go to Wilson Tire.
Great tires, low prices, and good, honest, amazing service. 785-362-TIRE.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville? I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send 2 trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Holton to the plate, trailing 3-0. It's the heart of the lineup. Sadie Walker, Timber Wilson, and Brooke Flewellyn, 3, 4, and 5. Holton has mustered just 2 hits against Alex Powell to this point. Ready with Ellie Seaton, her battery mate. The first pitch on the outside corner called strike one. Sadie Walker struck out looking her first time up. And a hard hit ball, base hit into left field. Sadie Walker with another hit. That is her 5th base hit of the day. And first one here in this game. So now Timber Wilson. As Holton looks to string some hits together. Had 1 single in the first and 1 single in the third. And now they get one for the first time. Actually, 2nd time leading off. Gallagher singled leading off the first. Wilson fly to right field, her first at bat. She takes strike number one. Wilson up there right-handed. Off-speed pitch, floats across high, and that is ball number one. Timber Wilson fouls it back and out of play. Came into the day batting .524. Wilson, one of 3 starters with the batting average above .500. Gracie Gallagher, Sadie Walker, the other 2. Timber with 3 of Holton's 15 home runs. Takes in the dirt. Walker, ooh, not able to advance. Upset with herself. Knew she probably could have and should have. Took a while for the catcher to find that ball. But 2-2 now to Timber Wilson. Sadie Walker stays at first base. Nobody out. Top or bottom of the fourth. A little foul behind the backstop. Count will stay here at 2-2. I would say by the 5th inning, next inning, it's probably going to be some light precipitation starting to fall here in Holton. Awful dark skies to the north and back west. Hopefully nothing severe. They can finish this game up. Basketball fouled straight back. Still 2-2. Timber Wilson and Holton facing Alex Powell a 2nd time through the lineup. She's fanned 4, not allowed any walks, only a couple hits. Pretty fast pitcher, right-hander, off-speed, swing and a miss. And Wilson fooled by that off-speed pitch. Pretty good delivery by Alex Powell. Big one out here in the fourth. 5-2 five strikeouts for Powell. Got that change up to work again there. Now Brooke Flewelling struck out her first time up on a similar pitch. Fastball there. She couldn't catch up to it for strike one. Both 19-2, only lost to Lawrence Free State and late in their midseason tournament. Was pitched a little high and outside. Holton undefeated, again champs of the Big 7 League this year. Lathan Northwest and Lawrence Free State, those only losses of April. Next pitch lifted up. Going to stay in the park. Third baseman over into foul territory. Makes the catch. And that is out number two. Nice play by Seaton there. Chevy Seaton at third base for the second out of the inning as Flewelling fouls out. And now it'll be Olivia Summers who grounded back to the pitcher, her only plate appearance in this game. Duff single still at first. Pitch way high. Ball one. Three hits for Holton. Seven hits for Ottawa. The lights are now on here. Johnsonville Field at Optimist Park in Holton. Pitch down and in for ball two. Justina Ray on deck. Two outs. Sadie Walker at first. Holton trailing by three. Olivia Summers to bat. A 2-0 pitch. She hits it hard and it's past the second baseman into center field. Sadie Walker will stop at second with two outs and another hard hit ball by Olivia Summers. Tying run comes to the plate. I think that's a single. I have to check with Bob, the official scorekeeper over there on that. I mean, the second baseman got a glove on it, but it was a hard hit ball. Not much of a chance for a backhanded play. We're going to get a courtesy runner in here at second. Officially ruled a hit for Olivia Summers. So the runner is Brooke Wilcott, excuse me, at second base now for Sadie Walker. Like to try to score on a hit with two outs. Justina Ray slaps it foul abruptly towards the first base side. Nothing and one to Justina Ray. Strikeout victim her first time up. Wilcott at second. Olivia Summers at first. Two outs. Holton trailing 3-0 here in the bottom of the fourth. Mitch fouled straight back, 0-2. And Alex Powell looking to get out of this jam. First time Holton's ever had two runners on base in any inning against Alex Powell, who has struck out five batters to this point. Ahead of the count here, 0-2 against Justina Ray. The Holton senior off speed, waited, and just got a piece on that off speed pitch again. Still 0-2. Pretty good battle there. Job by Ray to just wait forever. Get a piece. Snicked it. Another 0-2. Powell back to the fastball and right down the middle. Ray took a look and it was strike three call. That's six strikeouts and three times Holton's gone down looking. They leave runners stranded at first and second. And now we're heading to the fifth inning. Ottawa leads Holton 3-0 here on KNZA.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing, support, and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
Attention healthcare workers, is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At The Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, The Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, The Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at The Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
To inning number five with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp, Justin Flip back with you. Number two hitter for Ottawa leading off, it's Emma Stottlemyre, the second baseman taking strike one, her first time to face Sadie Walker, is out there for her second inning pitching in this game. They keep it a three-run contest. Ball lifted up, shortstop, Llewellyn makes the call, the catch. Easy play for Brooke there, and one out after just a couple pitches. 0-0 going into the third, and that's when Ottawa got all three of their runs on four base hits. Ottawa's left four on base. Holton has also stranded four runners so far through four innings. Holton had one runner and base hit in the first, one in the third, a couple last inning. Strike first pitch in there to number three hitter Kristen Evans. Had a bloop RBI singler last time up. One for two on the day. Brooklyn Haddle is due up third here in the inning for the Cyclones. Red top unis. There's a check swing ball a little high. 1-1. Ottawa quick work in the early game today at 3 o'clock. Less than 50 minutes to beat Atchison by a 15-0 run rule. The ground ball towards short. Llewellyn scoops it, throws strong, and gets the out. Close call, but Llewellyn's got a pretty good gun there at shortstop, and she's retired each of the first two outs here in the top of the fifth inning. Brooklyn Haddle, the cleanup hitter, a sac fly RBI in the third. Also struck out against Gallagher, who ended up with three strikeouts. Now Walker looking for a 1-2-3 inning and misses on the first delivery to the junior Brooklyn Haddle. H-A-D-L. A junior, number 21, up there right-handed. Fouls it straight back. It's 1-1 now to Haddle. Camden Evans would be next. Holton going to have 8-9-1 coming to the plate in the bottom of the fifth inning, but down three runs and just three innings left to work with here at this point for the Wildcats. 1-1 pitch, Walker to Haddle. Swing and a miss. Strike two. Holton has not only been to the state for a softball tournament, but placed in the top four of the state tournament each of the last three seasons that have been played. Next pitch popped up. This one's going to be between short and second. Barehanded by Llewellyn, and the throw not in time. That'll be an infield hit. Nice stab there. Brooke barehanded it, tried to make the quick throw, but not quite in time as Haddle beats it out for the eighth base hit of this game for Ottawa. Field single comes with two outs here in the top of the fifth inning, but does extend things for Camden Evans, who's two for two with an RBI. Number five hitter, the sophomore, having a good game, but now facing Walker, and she's got another single into center field. Stopping at second is Haddle, and Camden Evans is three for three. We'll continue the inning here with two outs as the pitcher Alex Powell will have a chance to help herself out. She's fouled out to left field and fouled out to the catcher. The Wilson reminding the team here on the infield. Two outs, force anywhere, get an easy one. Ottawa leading 3-0 and two on with two out. Pop up again, foul territory, but this one's going to sneak over the lights and out of play. Strike one to Alex Powell, who's really held the Holton offense in check, allowing just four hits and striking out six Holton batters already in this championship regional affair. Wilson gets the sign to Walker, and now gets a swing and a miss on a high heater. It's nothing and two to Alex Powell. Sadie Walker's second inning in relief of Gracie Gallagher in this game. She struck out two so far. Use one here. Two on and two out, and down by three runs. The 0-2 pitch to Powell way high, and she didn't chase it. Wilson looking the runners back to first and second. We're at the top of the fifth here. Wilson, a lot of offense against Hayden, a 13-3 win at 12 hits in that game. Walker shakes off the first side, now likes this one. It's a changeup a little low, and that's ball two. potentially dangerous hitter. 6 home runs this season for Alex Powell, one of 3 seniors on the Ottawa team, and a foul ball again on the right side out of play. Still dry so far, but things could get a little bit messy with the equipment and a scorebook here when the rain starts to fall as we are out in the open. Now 2-2 pitch. Walker deals off speed, grounded. Reagan going to have to hurry. Scoops, throws way high! And one run scores. An E5 throwing error. Holding at third is Camden Evans. First error of the ball game, but a costly one for Holton with 2 outs as Carlene McManigle, Holton's first-year head coach, comes out of the dugout to visit with the team. I mentioned right when it was hit, not that hard, that Ray was going to have to hurry to make the throw, and unfortunately hurried just a little bit too much and airmailed it over Summers and down the first base line. So an E5 that gives Ottawa their 4th run of the game. And it's now 4-0. All this coming after 2 quick outs as a pop-up to short and a ground ball to short was setting up to be a fairly quick inning, but then the infield single by Haddell and a single up the middle by Evans, and now the air is produced a run. 9 total hits by Ottawa here in this regional championship now. And a 4-0 lead with just a few innings to go. Team that is pretty confident, really, since the opening pitch. I mean, they've been active and chattering and still yelling as Ellie Seaton just screamed from the dugout, "Let's go, sister." This is the sophomore Chevy Seaton that will now bat. Coach McMahon go back to the dugout. Lady Walker back on the rubber as the rest of the defense returns to their spots. Chevy Seaton is 1-for-2. She has a double. The baseman batting 7th in the Ottawa lineup with runners on the corners. The pitch low. Runner from first not going to go yet. 1-0 is the count. 5-3, says the Ottawa head coach. The girls check the wrist at first and third, and the batter is Chevy Seaton ready and takes a strike. Runner not going, and the count is 1-1. Boy, you kind of feel like if you're Holton, you got to get the third out here without allowing a nickel spot up on that scoreboard. And Holton got plenty of offense, firepower, 9 outs to play with, but they want to get down by much more than 4 runs here. Now the runner takes off, and Holton will ignore that runner. So the courtesy runner for the pitcher moving up to second base. Now they're at second and third. 2-1 is the count to Seaton. Sadie Walker. Pitch and inside, ball 3. A walk would load the bases for the number 8 hitter, Richards, who struck out twice. Maybe not the worst case scenario to allow a walk here. See what Walker does. 3-1 pitch. Strike, top of the zone. Seaton had taken a couple steps to first. Thought she took a base on balls, but not so fast. Figure what the heck she's got in her back right pocket. Looks like a big shoe insole or something sticking out of her right hip pocket there. Fastball, strike 3. Big pitch there. Sadie Walker gets Seaton looking. Forget the walk, a backwards K as Sadie's fanned 3, and Holton gets a big third out. But Ottawa gets a big run on a couple hits and a huge air. And as we head to the bottom of the 5th, it's now Ottawa 4 and Holton 0 here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. That's FM 103.9 KNZA, Hiawatha.
At Foster Ford and Holton, we take a lot of pride in our hometown service. From our upfront sales department to our friendly and professional parts and service, we work diligently every day to make you the customer number one. So when you're ready to make your next car, SUV, or truck purchase, think Foster Ford. Stop and visit with Ray, Scott, Jordan, or me, Lonnie Coder, on Highway 75 in Holton, or check us out online at fosterfordinc.com.
Your husband is pretty handy to have around. He makes the world's best mac and cheese. He's in the Tickle Monster Hall of Fame. And he can teach anyone how to throw strikes.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton.
And a basement
He's been
full
taking
of water?
The dents out of accidents since 1983.
Is a
from
little
collision
out of
to paintless
That's
dentless
where a
repairs,
homeowner's
window
policy
tinning,
from Shelter
frame
Insurance comes in handy.
Auto painting,
we'll help get your house
repair.
Back in order.
We do it
and
all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes
free
local
quote,
pickup
visit,
and delivery.
Dan
and the handling
of
insurance
or
paperwork.
Don Fate
we take pride as a locally owned business.
KNZA.
Back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job.
Bottom of the fifth inning, bottom of the Holton lineup. First pitch almost pretty good bump by Lorna Smith, but it kicked just foul on the third base line. Lorna Smith, Holton's number eight hitter, tried to bunt on the first pitch. Here comes the second. She tries to bunt again. This one is foul, a little bit harder, with Seaton charging down that third base line. The count is quickly nothing and two, and that'll likely mean Lorna's got to swing away. Casey Cook on deck then. Leadoff hitter Gracie Gallagher due up third. It was just a perfect evening. It cooled off a little bit, mid-70s. Lights on for a championship softball regional. Here's a foul back. It's cut by Smith to stay alive. Lorna saw six pitches from Alex Powell in her first at bat. All of them were strikes. Fouled out three before eventually striking out. Hasn't been easy for Powell. And she's not just mowing him down, but he's off speed. Lorna waits and hooks it up foul. And off the third base side again, it's still 0-2. Yeah, Powell's had to work, but here's the difference is she's won the majority of the battles. And she hasn't allowed Holton to have a big inning or piece anything together at this point. Another 0-2 on the way. Popped up. This one caught in the light, lands right beside us underneath the lights here, just to the left side of home plate near the gazebo and the other side of the fence at the Holton contact circle here on the third base side. Still no balls, two strikes. Smith will get pitch number six at the at bat here. We'll try to keep battling. Alex Powell has struck out six batters already. There's number seven. High heat. That seems to be a nemesis for Holton as they've missed several times at that high fastball. Seven Ks for Alex Powell. Just 8 outs away from a victory. Casey Cook single. She battled. Six pitch at bat. With a couple strikes, slapped one through into right field her first time up. Takes low here for ball one. So Ottawa's been through their order three times. This is Holton's final batter the second time through because Ottawa has 9 hits and Holton has just 4. Pitch again misses a little bit high. It's 2-0 to J.C. Cook. Freshman trying to set the table or Gallagher. Leadoff spot awaiting on deck. Another pitch high, 3-0. We have not had a walk surrendered yet by any pitcher in this game. But 3-0 here. Powell to Cook. Joe's bunt takes all the way, and it's low ball 4. So there's a walk. Maybe that's a sign. Perhaps just a little breath of fresh air that Holton wanted or was looking for. See how much time time call that is the official just see lightning? Well, we got trouble, folks. Athletic director and event supervisor Kathy Geis for Holton is out there now visiting with the officials. We still don't really have any sprinkles, but I think we might have spotted some lightning. The bad part is, looking at radar, I mean, this isn't something you're just going to wait to blow over and kind of set out maybe for 30 minutes or an hour. I mean, this looks like rain and thunderstorms here for a while this evening. I mean, it's worse for Ottawa, right, because they have a long drive home and a potential drive back to Holton to finish this game. It's also worse for Ottawa because they got all the momentum and everything going their way, a 4-0 lead here in the fifth inning. Now, the worst-case scenario is that we just stand around and talk about this for 5 minutes and don't do anything. Let's either play ball or make a decision, but it does look like rain's imminent. So there's, yeah, a little stronger storms just to the north of Houlton, it looks like, and back to the west a bit. That's where they were looking in the sky. Got some severe thunderstorm warnings right now back in Manhattan as well. That's why I don't think this is anything real short-lived. But again, I think this hurts Ottawa a lot more than Houlton because now they're going to send everybody off the field. As you know, Ottawa have to go home. They'd have to come back. They had all the momentum. Houlton doesn't have to drive. So 4-0, Ottawa leading. With Gracie Gallagher coming up for Houlton, one on, one out. We're in the bottom of the fifth inning. And now the coaches are going to join the athletic director and the umpires and talk about, well, we're going to try to sit around here for an hour or so and see what happens. Are we going to call this? Are we going to come back tomorrow or maybe Thursday? None of the options are great. I can tell you that much. But, you know, it is what it is, and ultimately, safety's got to come first, right? So, take a break here, and I'll try to go over, maybe join this conversation and figure out what's going on. So if you could play a couple minutes of breaks here, Colin, that would be great. And I'm going to go try to figure out what the decision is, where the plan is. They're all looking at the radar now. They got phones out looking at radar. And trying to make the decision on, do we wait a bit, do we call it, or what's going to happen? And earlier today, Ottawa beat Atchison 15-0, and then Houlton in six innings defeated Hayden 13-3. But here in this game, it's been Ottawa's advantage all the way through. They lead 4-0 over Houlton here at the bottom of the fifth inning. It was a 0-0 game until Ottawa got three runs on four hits in the third. And they added a run in the fifth, and Houlton's not been able to get a runner even to third base yet in this game against Alex Powell. So that's where we're at. I do think we'll have a decision here in the next 2-3 minutes, and there's more lightning now being seen and shown. So a couple minutes here, and I'll let you know what the game plan is as we're going to send it back to the studios for a bit here from Houlton.
Medical Pharmacy in Houlton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital. In Houlton.
This is Cindy Howard, owner of Kellerman Insurance. Being an independent insurance agency means that we can offer you choice with multiple companies that we write for.
This is Christy Dole. We view our community as our family, and we are here to take care of you.
This is Cindy Weiler. Come on in, talk to us, we can discuss what you have and what's important to you, whether it's business or personal. We can help you protect it.
This is Rob Wilson. Your claim process starts with me. We want to walk with you through the process to make sure that you're taken care of when you need us the most.
This is Christy Wilson. Come see us, Kellerman Insurance. And Houlton. Plan now for peace of mind later.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
These days, it seems every bank you see is changing its name. Not so at Denison State Bank. Our name hasn't changed since the day we were founded in 1901. We remain locally owned, locally operated, and locally focused.
Denison State Bank, putting your interests at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton. We've been taking the dents out of accidents since 1983. From collision to paintless dentless repair, window tinting, frame adjustments, auto painting, and glass repair, we do it all. Ron Kirk's professional service also includes local pickup and delivery and the handling of insurance paperwork. We take pride as a locally owned business of getting you back on the road in no time. But the best part of our job is the friends we make by accident. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Houlton, Kansas.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
with studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. Justin Fluke with you. Johnsonville Field is clearing out here at Holton. They've called for at least a 30-minute delay, so they've not officially canceled the night or postponed this game yet. They're going to wait 30 minutes and see what happens and then make a decision. My prediction is this game will not be completed tonight. I think just looking at the radar, we're going to have more than 30 minutes of lightning. We are going to have some rain, and I think with the field condition, and I don't know how long Ottawa's going to want to wait, but it looks to me like on the radar there's going to be at least an hour where there's probably lightning within, you know, the parameters of not being able to play. So that's just my prediction. The only official word we have is that we are in at least a 30-minute delay, and we will have an update at 8:40. Again, we're in the bottom of the fifth. Ottawa leads Holton 4-0 here in the Class 4A Regional Championship game. So folks have been asked to leave the field or get to a safe place, at least not under the metal-covered bleachers here, and we'll have an update in 30 minutes. My prediction is it'll be very, 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 very tough. The percentages are not very good of getting this game completed and finished today or tonight. But we will see. So that's where we're at. We're going to put it back into regular programming and music. We'll give you an update no matter what happens around 8:40 or so. 8:40, 8:45, we'll come on and give you an update no matter what, let you know at that time if we're going to wait a little longer or if we're going to call it a night and come back tomorrow or what exactly the plan is. So we'll come back about 8:40, 8:45 and let you know the plan here from Holton, with Ottawa leading Holton 4-0, bottom of the fifth inning, game suspended due to lightning for at least 30 minutes. Thanks to studio engineer Colin Feldkamp. This has been Justin Fluke. We'll update you in a bit here on KNZA and the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Kansaland Radio,